Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm so welcome. Thank you. Stand back. I feel a talk show coming on. This happens to me occasionally, and it just so happens it happens on this particular morning. So glad to have you with us today on this January the 13th, Friday the 13th, coming on Monday this particular month. And good morning, all. Lee Rogers, I know that you sitting there in the news studio.
Good morning,
Jim.
Good
morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you aboard this. I was noting over the weekend Nancy Pelosi had said that, of course, she had always intended to send over the articles of impeachment to the Senate. And I was glad to hear that because, of course, back during the impeachment hearings, we were hearing about the imminent threat that Donald Trump was to the integrity of the electoral system, to the security of the country. And then all of a sudden, it seemed like for a while there, toward the end of the year, that, it didn't really matter. We'll send him over maybe in April or May. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, exactly. She seems to be pushing that timetable back just a bit.
Yeah, so it's good to know that she is aware of that. Something else, though, I've noticed about this whole thing, and again, I don't mean to upset Nancy, who seems awfully easily upset.
Yes, she is.
But Nan, just turning to Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution here, and I quote, "The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments." The sole power, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'll grant you that she ran the show over in the House side, and I'll even grant you that she knows all these people on the Senate side. But in terms of power, absolute authority, she has the same authority that you and I have, which is to say she's a voter, a citizen, and a taxpayer.
Yeah, that's it. And soul being this one is S-O-L-E, not S-O-U-L.
Correct.
Which I think that, well, never mind. I won't go there. But anyway.
Distinction.
That is an important distinction there. But of course, the thing is that she's playing with the rules once again. And I think that this is something that objective observers should note, that Democrats are playing politics with this whole thing because she has not officially voted to send them over to the Senate, which is within the purview of the Speaker of the House. They write their own rules. She has the ability to do that. Even though they have voted to impeach, they have still not voted to send those articles over. And that's the little technicality that she's playing with here. And that, to me, is this should be indicative of the petty politics that's being played here over this whole issue.
It is indicative, and it's indicative of something else, too. There have been people who have wondered if the whole process is really on hold. Well, there are rules of the two bodies, the House and the Senate, which are voted on by those separate bodies. They don't even have the force of law. There's no passage by both houses, no presidential signature. That's just the rules of each House.
Right.
They have to be sent over. But there's nothing in the Constitution about it, quote, being sent over. There's no indication that Nancy has to be carried in on a sedan chair with a marching band in front of her while she hands pieces of parchment to Mitch McConnell. There's nothing in there about that at all. I have always been of the opinion, being the noted legal scholar that I'm not, but if you just read the Constitution, it seems to me the moment that the 218th vote was cast, and at that point, the House role, as far as the Constitution is concerned, disappeared. I mean, from that point, it was the Senate.
That would make sense. That would be logic, but we are talking about D.C.
We are that, and I spent many years there, so point well taken, sir. Well, anyway, I just wanted to extend a very hearty good morning to you, Lee Rogers, and
back at you.
It is a pleasure to be Tara this morning. It absolutely is. It's already 10 minutes past 6 a.m. here on this Monday morning. And boy, we had some storms out there this morning. I trust that everyone will do well. We'll be checking, of course, the traffic for you at various times this morning. But I got to tell you that I-85 was just a tad messy this morning in terms of the weather. Fortunately, there wasn't much traffic when I was out there. We are, by the way, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, of course, and also 106.3WORD.com, where you can hear us anywhere in the known galaxy, provided, of course, you have internet access. And, of course, also, if you are in the southern part of the Upstate, check out 101.5 FM in Anderson. That's really a great new addition that we have here. If you're driving south, of course, you're driving north, you know, you can listen to 106.3 WORD well into North Carolina. Driving south, about the time you get to Anderson, you may note that the signal starts to waver a bit. Just switch over to 101.5 FM, and it'll take you almost to the Georgia border. I know wherever I speak. We're delighted to speak with you through various means here. Smoke signals probably not this morning, a little damp for that, but of course we have the Ingalls Advantage talk line at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307, 71307. Delighted to have you aboard this morning, as of course we are, as I noted with Lee Rogers, getting closer to the impeachment moment, the trial, that is. We've already had the impeachment moment, the indictment phase. And I keep noting what some have said about the way this is being handled. For example here, let's turn to, you've heard, of course, people putting down Mitch McConnell for having an opinion. He has an opinion about the hearings that took place in the House. Well, here's one senator who says an impeachment trial is not like sitting in a jury box. We have a pre-opinion. Okay. Well, that's a view that we should take note of as well. Here's one member of Congress who helped draft articles of impeachment. The effect of impeachment is to overturn the popular will of the voters. The effect of impeachment is to overturn the popular will of the voters. And this one, then, this is a number of the member of Congress here. I think impeachment for most people is only the most graphic illustration of an incumbent who has put the national partisan ideological fight ahead of representing his district, referring to his predecessor in Congress, who was in favor of impeachment. Now, what's particularly interesting about those statements is that they were all made 20 years ago as regards the impeachment of Bill Clinton. The senator who said we have a pre-opinion was Chuck Schumer. The House member who said the effect of impeachment is to overturn the popular will of the voters, that was Jerry Nadler. And the House member who said that impeachment is only the graphic illustration of an incumbent who has put the national partisan ideological fights ahead of representing his district. That would be Adam Schiff, the paragon of bipartisanship. So just that I would share a few of those things with you at 614 here at 1063 WORD. Those are things that are going to be hard to, I think, ignore. Mitch McConnell, I think, has reflected reality. In that, yes, he was aware of what the House was doing. It's not, you know, as though when the articles of impeachment finally show up on the Senate side, which is what, maybe a couple of hundred yards to the north of the House, something like that, that they're going to say, what? You impeached the president? We had no idea. Trust me, they know, okay? And they know how you impeached him and why you impeached him and on what bases that you impeached him. They know, okay? And they're allowed, as Chuck Schumer, that noted expert on such things, once said, they're allowed to have a pre-opinion. And that includes even Mitch McConnell, here and now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi there, good morning. Good to have you with us today, and we'll call it a good morning, never prejudge, although it was a little damp out there, so be careful as you drive. Roads were kind of slick in a lot of places, but hey, it could be worse. You could be in, say, Minnesota, someplace like that, where the water is hard as it falls from the sky. Jim Bohannon for Tara here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. 106.3 and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, where the texters are out this morning. And good morning, Jimbo, says the texter. Seems to me the Secret Service should ask Pelosi what she meant when she said Trump won't be president next year one way or another. Now, that's a very good point. It is, of course, against the law to threaten the president. What did she mean by that? Trump won't be president next year one way or another. Yes, I would think that that would be worthy of asking her, seriously, given her disregard for the law and the Constitution up to this point. Why not ask her, what did you mean? That he will not be reelected or he will be removed from office? You know that's not the case, Nancy. This whole thing is going nowhere. You know that. So what does that leave? Oh, what, that he was no longer alive? Is that what you meant, Nancy? I'm sure it's not. But, yeah, the Secret Service should ask. You know, if you or I said that, let's say that I had said something like that on the radio about say, Barack Obama, with whom I had great disagreements. That's fair game. What did I mean by that? I would have been more explicit, I think. But be that as it may, the real problem, says this texter, is the fact that those representatives, the ones I mentioned a moment ago, Schumer, Nadler, and Schiff, are still in office. And that's true. That's true. They are still in office. And that's right. All from that same era. Now, of course, they are chair committees or lead the Senate in that case. Interesting story, by the way, about Chuck Schumer, by the way, one of a handful of people who was on both ends of the Clinton impeachment. And by that, I mean that he was a House member in 1998, leading up to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And then he happened that year to win his election to the Senate in the state of New York, beating Al D'Amato. And so the impeachment carried over into the next Congress. And so there, the impeachment trial is to be held in the Senate. And who is there but Chuck Schumer? Which is something that I think surprised a lot of people. But unlike a bill, for example, let's say that I introduce a bill, we'll call it the Jimbo Avocado Bill, okay, and I introduce that in the House in this session of Congress, and it doesn't quite get it passed by the Senate, but in the next session, I have to start all over again. The process starts all over again for a law becoming a bill. Impeachment, no, can carry over, and we know that by virtue of the fact that it did for Bill Clinton. So let's assume that this whole impeachment issue had come up later this year, and he wound up getting impeached next, say, October or November. But the trial hadn't been held. The same impeachment would hold into the next Congress, the brand new Congress that will take office in January of 2021. Why that is, I don't know, but that's the way it is. Texter says, not only have the Dems failed at impeachment and removal, they have not accomplished a single thing other thing during Trump's tenure. Well, pretty much not, really, except obstruction, of course, allowing a little bit of money for a border wall, this sort of thing. Their contributions have been pretty negative, really. And in terms, of course, of some things, I mean, sure, they voted for the revised NAFTA, but then again, so did everybody else. Ah, this is a great one. I love this. Why doesn't Nancy just attach the articles of impeachment to an email? Too hard for an alcoholic from Scat Francisco? Perhaps that is, although I think she has a staff of people who can email for her. I'm just guessing, you know. I could be wrong, but that would be my guess here. Another texter at 627 says that Nancy should worry about her soul. She should be excommunicated from the Catholic Church with her allegiance to liberal politics, especially those on abortion. Frank in Spartanburg with those thoughts this morning. And, when is the debate for sheriff, mentioning the Democrat and the Republican? The only schedule I know of is a Republican runoff debate that is scheduled at some time a week from today, that is to say January the 20th, but I don't know the exact details of that have been worked out just yet. So that's where we stand in that regard. I don't know of any debate other than a runoff for the Republican nomination. So a few of the things that are passing around out there, textually speaking, as we take a look at a variety of things today. We'll be talking a bit more about Iran. And Michael Bloomberg has had some interesting things to say. I wanted to be sure and share those with you because he's prepared to spend a ton of money. I don't know how many of you spent any time watching the NFL football playoffs yesterday, but I did a little bit. And I don't know, I lost count at five. That was the number of Michael Bloomberg commercials for president. And three Tom Steyers. And what's interesting, although Bloomberg hasn't been at it that long yet, Steyer is starting to show up in the polls, which I found very interesting. So for what it's worth, we'll talk about that and a number of other issues of the day, because goodness knows, I would say this of 2020 is starting to look an awful lot like 2019, in case you had not noticed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sandra in Greenville joins us bright and early. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine and dry. That's the best thing I am this morning, dry.
Well, good. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to express that it concerns me greatly why anyone would give such, I guess you'd say, time and energy to this wrap-up smear political tactic that Nancy Pelosi has lived her life with. And we see it woven all through, I see it woven all through our entire culture or world views, our belief system, everything, where you create falsehoods and then you merchandise them. And that's what this impeachment is. It's they've created falsehoods. And they have merchandised them through this theatrical performance they're calling an impeachment. But it's not an impeachment. It does not meet the impeachment definition because there is no crime. And the whole process was not a true impeachment process. It did not give due process. And whenever you come down to it, it is entirely false. it is a theatrical performance of fiction. And why do people of honor, people that want to enjoy living their life in creator-given unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, why would people that live by that credo, by that belief system, give credence and time and validation to processes that have are obviously created falsehoods and have merchandised them? It is time for people to really look at themselves and seek the creator that gave them the right to exist and puts the breath of life in them and the blood flowing through them and the thoughts and the opportunity and privileges. It's time for them to get right with the creator and ask, how do I live an honorable life and deal with all this falsehood that's being merchandised throughout my entire life, my entire belief system, everything.
Points very well taken.
The answer, that's the answer to everything, because all the problems in our world have been created through creating falsehoods and merchandising them as if they are true.
Well, I think you make a very valid point, Sandra, to get right to the answer to the question of why, because these are people who wake up every morning absolutely convinced that Donald Trump is evil and he's done something evil today. What? Well, they'll worry about that later. But he did something evil. They just got to figure out what it is. And that is how they're able to do this. I grant you, you did speak of people of honor, and I don't think that that's an honorable point of view. You noted about the impeachment in this particular case, no crime, agreed. Unfortunately, the part about due process, the Constitution is very vague about that, and while I certainly think it is a wrong thing to do, but due process is not really required, frankly, by the Constitution, Sandra, which is, I think, unfortunate. I consider that wrong and unfair, but I don't think you could call it unconstitutional because the founders just didn't spell it out very well.
Well, some things are self-evident, and you have to be fair to people. If you're going to, and see, that's the whole thing. Nancy Pelosi depends on truth for her life. But yet, at the same time, she lives her life, because I've seen various YouTube videos of her talking about, and she just lights up like she's so excited and calls it politics, this wrap-up smear. Well, that's slander. She doesn't have the intelligence and the honor to know that that's slander, to create falsehoods and merchandise them with the intent to destroy someone's life and their ability to make their way. That's not only murder with mass words, murder with words, but it's also thievery to take their fruit, them being able to reap the fruit and the benefit from the life that they have actually lived.
Yeah, of course, keep one thing in mind about Nancy Pelosi, Sandra, and that is that this is the way she has seen the world from childhood. Let's not forget who her father was. Her father, I think his name was D'Alessandro, but he was the mayor of Baltimore. And she has grown up around this viewpoint of partisanship her entire life. Granted, things have become a lot more partisan under Nancy than they ever were under her father. But nonetheless, that's what we're talking about here, a product of a purely partisan process. And something else that I should also note, and thank you for your call, Sandra, something else I should also note here at 17 before 7 at 106.3 WORD. Nancy is to a certain extent bowing to the pressure from the left of the Democratic Party. That is to say, everybody is afraid that they're going to be Joe Crowley'd. That is the number four member of the House Democratic leadership who was beaten by Alexandria Ocasio-Brainiac. And there are people, of course, who still can't believe that actually happened. But Nancy, in her coming California primary, has challengers on the left. And so does Jerry Nadler in his New York district. He's got a challenger on the left. I think her name is, I forget her name. She works for the state of New York, and she says essentially just what the challengers to Nancy Pelosi are saying, which is they're okay. Nancy's okay. Jerry's okay. But they're just a little too conservative. No, I'm not kidding. I'm absolutely serious. This is a constituency where you can make points by saying that Pelosi and Nadler are just a little too conservative. Seriously. And they're worried. They're afraid they can be beaten. Now, frankly, I don't think they could be. But, I mean, what happened to Crowley was just a rare exception. I mean, I'm not even that convinced that the AOC is going to win re-election because there may be some hotshot young liberal state senator or state house member who actually can name the three branches of government. And this may take her out, especially after she cost that area the thousands of jobs that would have come from that Amazon deal. But this is what is motivating the Democrats in the House. Many of them, for example, Nancy knew that impeachment was a fool's errand. They're afraid that if they didn't go ahead with this, that the left of their party would abandon them. And I would tell them, if I were advising them, get over it. Don't worry about it. What happened to Crowley is not going to happen to you or Nadler or anybody else. But then again, I'm not advising them. So in that case, go right ahead.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We were talking about Her Highness Queen Nancy, and Texter says, I call her pickled because she continues to show the dangers of too much alcohol and Botox. Yeah, those are not a good combination, alcohol and Botox. That's true when you look perpetually surprised, as it were. Says this Texter, man, she's like a diesel engine. Took her a while to get started, but once she did, she pulled the house down. That's very good. Great comparison. Nancy the diesel. Okay. Texter says, now we're supposed to get rid of these corrupt senators when there's nothing we can do to get them replaced. Well, no, you get to vote on yours, but you don't get to vote on other people's. And other people apparently like the Chuck Schumers of the world just fine because they keep getting reelected. That's the problem most people have. We tend, for the most part, to pretty much like our own representatives and senators. Not totally, obviously, but clearly somebody did, or they wouldn't have been elected. But it's the idiots other people elect that really, I think, frost most Americans. That's because we're a very deeply divided people and somebody else's cup of tea. I mean, there are others, of course, who would not prefer the people that we choose. And regrettably, that's where we are. But still, it's not an easy time to be a Democrat. Let's not forget that they've been trying to get Donald Trump now since way back when. First, of course, you may remember early on, do you remember when he first declared and Democrats were licking their chops at the prospect of him running against Hillary? But, of course, that would never happen because he couldn't get the Republican nomination. And then as he began to sweep through the primaries and caucuses, and the Democrats thought, wow, what a nice setup for Hillary. The perfect way to send her to the Oval Office is that she can defeat Trump in the general election. And you've got to go back a little bit further even to the rationale behind this. There were a lot of Democrats who were very much for Hillary in 2008. And along came this handsome swain, Barack, and they just fell for Barry. He was so wonderful and so inspiring, blah, blah. And but then they felt very guilty. And they were happy that Obama was elected for two terms. But come 2016, and Hillary's making another bid, and a lot of these people were really, they felt obliged. It was Hillary's turn. And that's the most important phrase I think you can remember. It was Hillary's turn. Dagnabbit. Hillary's turn. And this guy, Trump, came along, and he didn't help her have her turn. He got in the way and kept her out of the Oval Office, which, for my thinking alone, is a sufficient reason to reelect him, that he kept Hillary out of the Oval Office. That was a good move. But this has fueled an awful lot of disagreement. Now, there are a number of reasons why you see so much deep-seated partisanship. One is the fact that the Democrats, at least at their leadership level, have turned much further to the left. I'm not so sure the rank and file have, and we'll see how things go in the caucuses and primaries that are coming up before you know it. I don't think the rank and file Democrats are anything more than your old garden variety Santa Claus liberals for the most part. I don't think they're quite as off the wall to the left, but we'll see. But anyway, that's part of the motivating factor, that they increasingly just don't like conservatives at all. But even beyond that, of course, then you've got Donald Trump. For example, let's say that the president were a Mike Pence or a Ted Cruz or somebody like that. They don't like their politics, but those two don't have quite the in-your-face approach to it that Donald Trump has. And that's what really gets these people going. They're already hot and bothered about the conservative viewpoint. And then you've got a guy like Trump who comes along, who gets right in their face. And this is like trying to put out a backyard barbecue fire by dousing it with a bucket of gasoline. They just go ballistic. That's the motivating factor here. To get rid of Donald Trump, they just cannot stand him. And you ask, is that worthy of impeachment? And of course, the answer is no, it's not. But then again, the Democrats, if you held them down and gave them truth serum, the response would be, no, it's not that we're impeaching Donald Trump because we don't like him. We're impeaching Donald Trump because we really, 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 really don't like him. And again, that's also not a good reason. I mean, I really, really, really didn't like Barack Obama at times, although I suspect that he might have been a genial enough guest, let's say, at a backyard barbecue, except, of course, if policy came up, in which case he would become insufferably know-it-all. But again, I didn't want to impeach him because I didn't like him, or even because he was a liberal. There were a couple of areas in which I did want to impeach him, one being that he, by executive order, amended the Obamacare employer mandate, which is unconstitutional. Presidents may not amend laws. And the other was, of course, not submitting to the Senate the treaty with Iran about nuclear weapons. And it was obviously a treaty. So obvious that John Kerry, then Secretary of State, at one point admitted, under oath, he admitted, we didn't send it to the Senate because we would have lost. On those bases, I would have had him impeached, but not because I didn't like him. Trump's being impeached because Democrats don't like him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.